Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Mayfield in the shotgun. Dearness Johnson on his right hip takes the snap. Back to pass. Deep drop. Up in the pocket. Got to get out of there. Got out of there once and twice. He's going to heave it down the field towards the goal line. Peoples Jones goes up and he caught it! He caught it! Touchdown! Donovan Peoples Jones! Hail Mary, full of grace! On second down and 13, shotgun snap. Baker waits. He's got it. He's back. He settles. He looks, and he gets out of trouble. He's still looking, and he tries to get away, and he fumbled again. Loose ball. Did Arizona get it? Marcus Golden is on it, and it's going to be Cardinal ball.
J.J. Watt.
And Mayfield
him.
Is down on the ground, Doug. He's hurt. Shotgun snap from the 9. Second and goal. He claps. He wants the ball. Back to pass. Steps up in the pocket. Throws. End zone wide open. DeAndre Hopkins touchdown. Murray in the shotgun. Connor on his left hip. 3 receivers left. A.J. Green to the right. He's got the snap. Looks for A.J. Green. Right corner of the end zone. Caught it. Touchdown.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
We have a bunch of areas that we have to address. We got to fix. And the answer is never one thing, but we got to get to the bottom of it. And again, it's my responsibility ultimately to get to the bottom of all of this. And then give the guys an opportunity to go play. Give them an opportunity to succeed. And I don't think I did that tonight.
On Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Audio courtesy of the Browns Radio Network. So many times we're told that one man's trash is another man's treasure. I'd say 99% of the time, trash is trash, garbage is garbage. And yesterday was garbage. So call garbage garbage. Because you could take your pick. It was all garbage. That's all yesterday was. You think about it. Quarterback, running backs, the play calling, game plan, defense, defensive game plan. That's 6, right? Referees. Okay, you can throw that in there. What else? Weather? It's 8. Can you think of anything else? It's all garbage. Garbage is garbage. Call garbage garbage. OBJ? 9. Donovan Peoples-Jones wasn't. He's the treasure. He goes right over here. Chase McLaughlin goes over here. Jamie Gillen, you know what? Still throwing him in garbage. Garbage. That's 10. 10 things. Garbage. Call garbage garbage. Go right on ahead. Let it out.
I just can't remember, and the Browns have had some bad teams, some bad seasons, some bad decades. I can't remember a game where you felt like they were out of it 7 minutes in.
Yes, you can. You just don't want to remember. Yes, you can.
Not like that. 7 minutes in, that place was, I was there, Kenny. It was deflated.
I disagree.
People were leaving at the end of the first half. I can't remember, and especially a team as talented as the Browns, and I know they're banged up, I can't remember where there was no zeal, there were half-hearted chants, they were organizing chants on Twitter that fell flat, like nothing worked.
1-31. Nothing they did. 1-31. They would just go in and get beat.
There was like a blind hope back then.
Oh, I totally disagree.
Yesterday, that I was there. There was no hope.
I was there for 1-31.
We're going up against a better team. We're going up against no coach, but you know, a better system, a better quarterback, better receiver. J.J. Watt in the twilight of his career is running around dominating. It just felt like at no point did fans think he had a shot yesterday.
Nope. They lost Cliff Kingsbury. They lost their center. They had Vance Joseph and the special teams coach calling plays. Meanwhile, Peter King, who was it, Spencer Whipple on the offense? Peter
Is that King's Mark Whipple's great-grandchild?
It might be. Peter King made him out to be the next Paul Bryant.
Yeah.
I mean, just this morning on Football Morning in America, Peter King loves that guy so much. You're going to see that. And they just went out there. They really did. They went out. And for the first time, I thought that Kevin Stefanski and his game plan looked listless. I thought that they were just throwing things.
I thought they abandoned the game. No, Kenny, I thought they abandoned the game plan.
How can you abandon a game plan? You gave him 7 minutes. I'm surprised. Yeah,
five minutes.
I thought it was on the very first drive. Usually, you're trying to see things. You got no tackles. You got James Hudson. You got Blake Hance on the other side. We're going to empty out the backfield
every time. Empty on first down.
So we're just going to lean into it.
They were on first and 15, first and 17, first and 20, first and 30, first and 69, and 54. It seemed like every time they were behind the sticks.
The nut jobs don't want to hear it. See, this is because we're many things to many different people. So if you are very negative towards the Browns or very negative towards Baker Mayfield, then I'm too positive. If it's on the other side, then I'm too negative. I'm just trying to tell like it is. If you got a guy who's 6'4", 6'5", back there, if you have a Mahomes, if you have an Allen, go ahead and try to empty out the backfield because he's big enough, he can protect himself. You can't do that with this quarterback. You cannot do it with this quarterback. You can't do it. You can't do it. We've done it for 3.5 years. You can't do it. There's things that he's good at. There's things that he's not good at. We have to understand his limitations. He has limitations. I don't care if he was number one overall. He has limitations. And we see him every single Sunday, and it was like they leaned right into him. And for the first time, it really looked listless and at times hopeless, and it looked very Freddie Kitchens-esque. And the only reason they stayed in it somewhat in the first half is because then they still had talent. And then that went out the window in the second half.
No, but even they were rewarded on that at the end of the half. That was bad football. That was bad football. They learned nothing.
There you go. Well,
guys, they learned nothing.
I'm just saying a guy went up there, and what I'm saying, talent, a guy went up there and made a catch.
No, that was good.
Who's a
that
talented wide receiver. That's the only thing I meant by
but
that.
But all
Sorry.
I'm saying is last week we had a week full of what the hell happened on the final possession, and then he did the exact same thing before the end of the first half. And then he got rewarded by just luck, sheer luck, and yes, Donovan Peoples-Jones making an amazing play.
The loss to the Chargers, you're saying, well, it was good offensive football, and it was good offensive football. This was garbage up and down. There's no defense of Joe Woods. You want to call and say whatever you want to about Joe Woods, you go right on ahead. I don't know what they were doing. You had your full complement of defenders there. Ronnie Harrison has no idea what quarters coverage is. Let's see. Oh, yeah, OBJ. I'm not waiting for Godot anymore. I'm not going to trade him. I don't want to trade him. I'm tired of begging a star to be a star. You're not a star. Stars make those catches. Done.
No, you saw a star yesterday. You saw him on the other team.
I saw DeAndre Hopkins.
You saw DeAndre Hopkins. Guys, that's a star. Jamar Chase already as a rookie is a star.
Justin Jefferson. Kirk Cousins, 3rd and 12. You're in trouble. You throw it over to Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, they don't.
You throw it over to Adam Thielen. You got stars, guys who catch it. I'm sick and tired of begging a star to be a star. You either do the play, you either can make the play or you can't make the play. It's that simple. So go ahead. Garbage is garbage. Go ahead and call the garbage garbage. Fine.
By
go
way,
ahead. I'm sorry. I'm talking too much. You go.
No. They have 18 points in the first quarter after six games. So I don't know these game plans. I mean, at some point, six games is not a fluke. Like, they have 18 points. And that has to be the worst in the NFL. That has to be worse than the Jaguars. It feels like it's worse than the Jaguars. Oh, by the way, they won yesterday. So it feels like nobody could possibly be worse than 18 points in the first quarter. So two things I know about this team so far through six games. They have awful first quarters, and they're not built to come from behind. Those two things are a perfect storm for being bad. Maybe we should say they're lucky to be 3-3 at this point, because those two things are bad. Those two things are really bad. Baker, I don't know at this point with the he's banged up. He's clearly banged up.
Yeah.
I felt for him yesterday. You know, I know he threw that interception and everybody lost their mind, and it was bad. It was a really bad interception.
Yeah, it was.
But this is, I hope this is not a glimpse into the future. of what happens when you don't have a perfect offensive line. But I felt bad for him yesterday because he couldn't see. He got engulfed on a number of plays, and he was running for his life. He got out of those a couple times. I'm like, how did he get out of that? How the hell did Baker get out of that? Thank God he's got some mobility. And he doesn't have the Justin Herbert mobility. He doesn't have the Kyler Murray mobility or the Lamar Jackson mobility. But he got out of a few of those, and I'm like, thank God. Because but maybe he was just prolonging the inevitable because he eventually went down. Then he came back into the game. And to that, I guess I'd say, do they have a training staff? Why did he go back into the game? He was in a heap. I know he's a gamer, and he's always going to say, yeah, I'm good. Do they have anybody to save him from himself? Why did he go back into the game?
Well, the training staff would say he's actually physically able to do it. It would be the coach's call whether or not to insert him back in the football game. The training staff can only say he can actually play or he can't play. The doctors would say he can play or he can't play.
I thought if he had no physically business able going to back go, in that game.
Then it's on the coaching staff. That's what would be. A lot of people would agree with you on that. But yesterday was just an abomination. An abomination from beginning to end. I don't know what it was. Maybe it's the 4 o'clock start. I don't know what the hell it is. But what I saw was not Browns football under Kevin Stefanski. It was a complete and utter sacrilege to what has been built here. It was a complete and utter disappointment. It was an embarrassment to the fans who showed up. It was an embarrassment to the fans who watched at home. And so now you're 3-3, and a lot of people are going to be fatalistic about it because that's what fans do. And you have a lot of injuries there that scare the hell out of us, especially with Kareem Hunt being out, which also, I tell you what, I would like to sit up here, and you knocked me right down, and thank God you did, because I'd like to sit up here and go, man, one of the things that had bothered me was on Friday after it was heard that Nick Chubb wasn't going to be able to play was, well, I like Kareem Hunt anyway, and I didn't like that because I think Kareem Hunt is one of the premier bell cows, or excuse me, Nick Chubb is one of the premier bell cows of the NFL, and I thought that people were just kind of talking themselves into it. I'd like to do that, except you never really gave the run a chance. So how can I say that Kareem Hunt isn't what Nick Chubb is when you never really gave him a chance? I just don't know how you have James Hudson outside of J.J. Watt, and you think, well, let's dump out the backfield. Let's clear it out, and let's run five wide, and let's go vertical with a quarterback who's 6 feet tall. I don't get that. That is just, it's malpractice. It's malpractice.
Not only that,
of the highest order. I cannot say anything else.
If you watch, they were ready for it. They were jamming us at the line. Remember the Browns against the Steelers last year and the stat that Baker had gotten rid of the ball faster than any quarterback had all year? Well, that's great when your receivers are sitting there ready to catch the ball. They were getting jammed at the line, so Baker's first read, no. Second read, no, I'm sacked. Over. Done. Play's over. And they never made adjustments to it. Where are the adjustments? And you know, the beauty of all of this is we do think we have a good coach. I'm not ready to jump off the ledge with the coach. But there are some alarming things here. Why are they so bad in first quarters? Why are they just getting manhandled in these first quarters? Where is the offense? Where are all these other teams can at least, at the very least, have their scripted plays where they can march down the field? They can't even do that. The Browns' scripted plays have been awful with the exception of what? The Minnesota Vikings game?
Yeah.
It's been rough. It has been really rough. And then adjustments. I know that's something that's a clarion call for all sports fans. Where are the adjustments? Did you guys see any adjustments yesterday? They totally, down two scores where I see all the time. Do you think the Chargers panicked down two scores against us last week? They did not panic at any point.
No, God, did they? How could they? No.
No, they didn't panic. No. We panicked yesterday. We panicked. We didn't get that fourth down, and that'll be another discussion. Do their analytics factor in the loss of tackles? Because they're just going to keep going for it on fourth down, regardless of who is wearing the Browns uniform. You and I could be out there. Stefanski's going to go, no, that's our DNA. That's what we do. We go for fourth downs. Oh, do you? When you got Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima on the actual tackles right there on the offensive line, you're going to go for it no matter what? Do you ever adjust? Do any of your analytics factor in that you're not getting the fourth downs? You didn't get them last year. You're one of the 5 worst teams in football on fourth downs. This year, you're one of the 8 worst teams on fourth downs. Keep going. Nice analytics. Does Paul DePodesta make those calls from home in San Diego? Was he watching the game with Cliff Kingsbury? Were they in separate rooms? Where were they yesterday? Because I want to know where their analytics factor in the fact they don't get the fourth downs. They continue to not get them, but they roll it out there. They are your idiot friend who goes to the casino, doesn't win, dumps $200 every week, and tries it again. Oh, no, my numbers tell me that should have come up. My numbers tell me I should have doubled down no matter what. Really? Because you never get it. You never get it anytime. They are one of the worst fourth down teams I've ever seen, and they still go for it every time. And you guys love it. You guys love it. We're aggressive. We're aggressive. They're doing what idiot fans do on Madden. They go for it on every fourth down. And you know what? That's the reason why you shouldn't be a coach, and that's the reason why the Browns should maybe adjust. Maybe adjust. I don't know. New information. If you're doing analytics, maybe new information comes in once in a while. I don't know, Ken. Maybe. Just maybe.
Boy, it's been a while since I've heard you like that.
But everyone loves it. Keep going for it, because that's what you did in Madden.
216-578.
They were out of the game the minute they missed that fourth down. Game was over. That's how it felt
Which
to me.
Which one?
The first one.
Oh.
The very first one where they got sacked. Again, four sacks on fourth downs.
That was such a dry fart of a play.
It was embarrassing.
It was just, it was so bad. It was just, it was like a fart at family Thanksgiving dinner. Just cleared out the room, and nobody was having a good time about it. Like, you could hear it. You could hear it in Jim's voice, because I was driving home. And so I could hear it from Jim. Fourth and four, I'm going, please, for the love of God, get this. I remember I was just passing the Juvie Center right there over by the cold storage on 77 South. And Baker's back, and he'll be sacked. And I went, well, that's just fantastic for everybody. Thought of you, thought of everybody else. I go, holy Toledo. Away we go. Yeah. 216-578-0092. We got him in. Get to all you guys next. Yesterday was garbage, flat out garbage. Have no problem. I'm sure we'll calm down by 9 o'clock. I'm sure we'll calm down by tomorrow. But yesterday was garbage, and that deserves to be what it's called. Absolute trash. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Hi, everyone. It's Anthony Lima for Floors with AZ. That's right. Flooring done.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.